Welcome to EBP Briefs, Volume 4, Number 2, June 2009. Reducing Self-Injurious Behaviors in Individuals with Autism, Benefits of Functional Communication Training, by Miriam C. Bosch and Oliver Wendt, Purdue University. Publication details, as well as this article, with a complete list of references and applicable tables and figures, can be found at www.speechandlanguage.com/EBP. This audio file, in its entirety, is copyright 2009 NCS Pearson, Inc., all rights reserved. Reducing Self-Injurious Behaviors in Individuals with Autism, Benefits of Functional Communication Training. Case Scenario. During an IEP meeting, Beth, a special education teacher, reports that Keith, her 8-year-old student with autism, is increasingly exhibiting self-injurious behaviors, or SIBs, throughout the day. The behavior occurs more frequently during individual seat work. Helen, the school speech-language pathologist, or SLP, reports that she too has noticed an increase in his negative behaviors in general, including some instances of SIB during her sessions with Keith. Both Beth and Helen report that they have tried to get him to stop the behavior, but with only modest and short-term success. After some discussion, the IEP team agrees that the most pronounced behavior is hand-biting, and a consistent approach needs to be incorporated into Keith's IEP that addresses the elimination of the SIB. Juanita, the behavior analyst, suggests that functional communication training, or FCT, may be a good approach to consider, and suggests that Beth and Helen do some investigation of the effectiveness of this approach. The IEP team suggests that they reconvene in 2 weeks to hear what Beth and Helen have found. They intend to decide then on modifications to Keith's IEP to address the SIBs and answer 2 primary questions. Number 1, is FCT effective in reducing SIB for individuals with autism? And 2, what is the long-term effectiveness of FCT? Introduction. Beth and Helen's concerns are not unique. Practitioners and caregivers of individuals with autism often are faced with similar behaviors. The management of aggressive behaviors has become more apparent as the prevalence of autism increases 10% to 17% annually. Among individuals with developmental disabilities, 4% to 16% exhibit aggressive behaviors such as SIBs. Aggression refers to destructive and/or harmful behavior towards people or property, while SIB refers to self-inflicted behavior that is aggressive in nature, such as self-pinching, self-hitting, or self-biting. Though there is no consensus as to why individuals with autism display SIBs, experts in the field offer several possible explanations. One of the most prominent hypotheses stemming from the behavioral sciences is that aberrant behaviors are learned through the maintenance of consequences in an individual's environment. For example, if Keith displays SIBs because he is assigned a task, the aversive stimuli, or task, may need to be removed to stop him from engaging in SIBs. By doing so, however, Keith learns to escape aversive tasks by displaying SIBs. SIBs may also be a way to convey information, such as frustration or anxiety, as well as to gain access to desired items, activities, or attention. In an example of the latter, if Keith's favorite book is removed, but he does not have the means to protest this appropriately, that is, asking for the book, he may resort to SIB until the book is returned. Overall, research indicates that SIBs result from a combination of different causes, including biological and behavioral factors. Regardless of the etiology, SIBs continue to trouble practitioners, parents, and others who interact with individuals with autism. SIBs often prevent individuals with autism from participating in educational and community settings, and when they do participate, the behavior is often a barrier to learning. According to Harris, aggressive behaviors are one of the primary reasons individuals with developmental disorders are excluded from social activities with their peers. Functional communication training. Many studies have established that a functional relationship exists between SIB and certain behaviors an individual uses to control his or her environment, such as escaping a non-preferred activity or seeking attention. Predictable, challenging behaviors that function as communicative intents can be addressed with systematic behavior intervention. Functional communication training, or FCT, occasionally referred to as functional equivalence training, is a systematic intervention with an extensive research base to support its utility with challenging behaviors including SIB. The premise of the intervention is to teach individuals with challenging behaviors a functionally equivalent communicative behavior to replace the challenging behavior. For instance, if Keith displays SIBs to request teacher assistance, then a functionally equivalent behavior would be to teach him how to appropriately request teacher assistance. This request may be in the form of speech, the use of a manual sign to indicate help, or the selection of a graphic symbol. The principle of FCT is that challenging behaviors serve a communicative purpose. Hence, there is a need to ensure that the replacement behavior is functionally equivalent. Reviewing the literature base. A preliminary search of the literature suggests that FCT is an effective intervention for reducing challenging behavior in individuals with developmental disabilities. Some areas of demonstrated effectiveness have been shown in various school and home environments, the use of parents as interventionists, maintenance of positive outcomes over time, and increased time on task. Although FCT effectiveness has been documented in many studies, practitioners, parents, and others interested in adhering to evidence-based practices should benefit from information about the utility and effectiveness of various treatment options. For example, Keith's IEP team is interested in the effectiveness of FCT as a viable treatment option for him. Therefore, it is important for the team to closely examine the specific research about its effectiveness with individuals similar to Keith. In doing so, the team is able to make an appropriate decision based on empirically validated information. In principle, it lessens the time spent using therapies that may or may not be effective in reducing Keith's SIB. Certainly, attention to the time efficiency issues is critical when targeting severe SIBs to reduce any potential physical damage that may result from the SIB. Practitioners should understand the process of appraising studies and filtering high from low quality studies. It is beyond the scope of this brief to adequately address this process. For an in-depth look about the process of appraising studies, see Schlosser, Wendt, Engermeyer, and Shetty. Schlosser, Wendt, and Sigafoos, and Wendt in Press. Instead, the purpose of this brief is to provide SLPs with information about the effectiveness of functional communication training to reduce SIB in children with autism. In addition, with the increased emphasis on engaging in interventions that adhere to evidence-based practices, this brief is intended to provide the SLP with a process example of an information retrieval, data analysis, and summary judgment of the research that would inform the clinical decision-making process. Method. Inclusion criteria. To be included in this brief, a study had to meet the following criteria. A. Employ experimental, quasi-experimental, or single-subject research designs. B. Describe a subject as being diagnosed with autistic disorder. C. Target SIB. D. Use FCT as the intervention, not within a treatment package. E. Report data that allowed for effect size calculations. F. Available in English. And G. Be published in a peer-reviewed journal on or prior to February 2009. Search strategy. The search strategy consisted of using 6 general-purpose databases and conducting a journal hand search. The references of the potential studies identified from these databases also were reviewed for other studies not identified in the database searches. Some of the keywords used to retrieve studies from the databases included a combination of the following terms: functional communication training, self-injurious behavior, self-injury, autism, FCT, functional equivalence, and numerous truncations of the keywords. Several of these keywords yielded hundreds of results. However, from 92 potential studies, only 8 met the inclusion criteria and are summarized in this brief. For practitioners interested in locating similar information or yielding comparable results, it may be necessary to seek access to databases not typically available beyond the university setting. One avenue is to use free web search tools such as Google Scholar or Cirrus. Another avenue is available through professional organizations, for example, ASHA, that enable members to access their publications. Data extraction. Several study characteristics were extracted from the studies identified: research design, participant age, total participants, communicative replacement modality, for example, speech, manual signs, and graphic symbols, SIB function, SIB rates, treatment integrity, and inter-observer agreement. Guidelines for interpretation of studies. One of the components of FCT is the use of appropriate communicative behavior as the replacement behavior for challenging behavior. The replacement behavior components used to group the included studies were 1. Speech, 2. Manual signs or gestures, and 3. Graphic symbols or line drawings. For example, studies that use speech as the replacement behavior are presented in Tables 1 and 2. Likewise, Tables 3 and 4 summarize studies that used manual signs or gestures, and Tables 5 and 6 summarize those that used graphic symbols or line drawings as the replacement behavior. Although SIB was the target behavior, several studies targeted aggression as a secondary behavior to SIB. These studies were analyzed separately, but were grouped with their corresponding replacement behavior. Data analysis and interpretation. Because all included studies were single-subject research designs, 2 of several non-parametric measures were used to calculate an effect size. These statistics consisted of percentage of zero data, or PZD, and mean baseline reduction, or MBR. As illustrated in Figure 1, the PZD score is determined by identifying the first data point to reach zero in the intervention phase, then calculating the percentage of treatment data points that remain at zero from the first zero data point onward. The PZD scores ranges are as follows. Above 80% is highly effective, 55 to 80% is fairly effective, 18 to 54% is questionable effectiveness, and below 18% is an unreliable treatment. Mean baseline reduction is calculated by averaging the last three treatment data points and dividing it by the average of the last three baseline data points and multiplying by 100 to obtain the percentage of baseline reduction. See Figure 2 for an example on how to calculate MBR. At this time, guidelines do not exist for interpreting MBR scores. It is up to the practitioner to determine the extent of treatment effectiveness by giving a subjective value to each MBR score. A certainty framework by Simeonson and Bailey was used to classify the evidence based on 3 quality criteria. Number 1, appropriateness of research design. Number 2, inter-observer agreement. And number 3, treatment integrity. Depending on the degree of evidence within each study, the results were appraised as A. Conclusive, that is, great degree of confidence in treatment effectiveness. B. Preponderant, minor research design flaws, but good degree of confidence in treatment effectiveness. C. Suggestive, numerous minor design flaws lead to plausible conclusion of treatment effectiveness. Or D. Inconclusive, that is, the inability to determine treatment effectiveness based on significant design flaws. Results. 8 single-subject studies were appraised to determine the effectiveness of SCT in reducing SIB in individuals with autism. Of the 8 studies, 4 were reported and analyzed separately because the target behavior comprised of both SIB and aggression toward others. From an experimental point of view, it may be necessary to distinguish data for each behavior. Because the behaviors typically co-occur, it was deemed beneficial to include data from the studies that combined both types of challenging behaviors. Participant characteristics. A total of 10 participants were included in the studies with an average age of 10.6 years, range 5 to 27 years. All but one of the participants had a secondary diagnosis of intellectual disability or was described as functioning at a moderate to severe intellectual impairment level. Gender distribution consisted of 8 males and 2 females. Communicative ability was also reported and can be found in Table 7. Research design. The included studies were all single-subject research designs, with the most common being multiple baseline designs followed by alternating treatment designs. 2 studies used designs other than the 2 previously mentioned. Treatment integrity. Treatment integrity, or TI, refers to the data collected on the independent variable, for example, FCT use, and is a component that is typically attributed to studies of high quality. When TI is high, the intervention was implemented as designed. Unfortunately, none of the reviewed studies reported TI, so no studies were ranked as conclusive or preponderant. Inter-observer agreement. Inter-observer reliability, or IOA, refers to the data accuracy obtained about the occurrence or non-occurrence of a behavior of interest, for example, SIB. All studies reported adequate inter-observer reliability for at least 20% of the sessions. Study appraisal. The quality of the studies was comparable in that 7 out of 8 studies were ranked as suggestive, meaning that treatment effectiveness was plausible. Only 1 study was ranked as inconclusive because it lacked replication for 1 condition and TI was not reported. Treatment effectiveness. As previously noted, studies were grouped by replacement behavior for summary purposes. Studies that also targeted aggression were referred to as SIB aggression group and were separated from studies that only targeted SIB, that is the SIB only group, so that results would not be confounded. Speech. The PZD and MBR calculations and study appraisals are presented in tables 1, 2, and 8. The combined PZD score across all speech conditions for the SIB only group was 52%, range 7 to 92%, indicating questionable effectiveness. For the same group, the MBR score was 71%, with a range of 0 to 100%. The mean PZD score for the SIB aggression group was 83%, range 0 to 100%, signifying high effectiveness, and the average MBR score was 87%, range 7% to 100%. Manual signs or gestures. Only one study was placed in the SIB-only group with a PZD score of 33% and an MBR score of 92%, indicating questionable effectiveness. Similarly, the SIB aggression group consisted of one study. However, both PZD and MBR scores for this study were 100%, indicating a highly effective intervention. Graphic symbols. Only one study was placed in the SIB-only group, but it used two conditions. The mean PZD score for the study was 30%, range 0 to 60, and the mean MBR score was even lower at 14%, range 0 to 27, resulting in questionable effectiveness. For the SIB aggression group, the mean PZD score was 83%, range 50 to 100%, and the mean MBR score was 67%, range 0 to 100%, indicating fairly effective intervention. Discussion. It is common practice for practitioners to make treatment decisions for clients without consulting the evidence about its efficacy. By systematically evaluating the evidence, questions like the two asked by the IEP team can be answered using the best available evidence. The first question, is FCT effective in reducing SIB for individuals with autism, can be answered. Using the average PZD score across all SIB-only studies, regardless of the replacement behavior, FCT appeared to have questionable effectiveness. When the SIB-only and SIB-aggression studies were combined, the PZD score increased to 64%, yielding fairly effective results. Unfortunately, because there are no guidelines for interpreting MBR scores, the practitioner would have to determine if a mean score of 59% across all SIB-only studies constitutes treatment effectiveness. When all SIB-only and SIB-aggression studies were combined, the average score increased to 72%. Given the data presented in this brief, along with the results presented in each study, it appears that FCT is a reasonable intervention to use with individuals with autism who display SIB or a combination of SIB and aggression and see at least a modest impact on behavior. In regard to the second question, what is the long-term effectiveness of FCT? There was insufficient evidence in the studies to make a determination about long-term effectiveness. Only two studies reported follow-up data. However, the data in both studies demonstrated long-term success of FCT. For one participant, SIB increased temporarily because the quality of his replacement behavior, that is, saying, "I don't understand," had deteriorated to the point where it was no longer understood by novel teachers. As a result, his replacement behavior was not acknowledged by teachers because they could not understand his request for attention. Consequently, SIB increased because it was more efficient than the replacement behavior in gaining immediate attention. Once FCT was reintroduced, SIB diminished, supporting the view that maintenance of skills is critical to the well-being of the child. In general, the data available from these studies suggest that it is good practice to use interventions that temporarily decrease challenging behaviors in addition to planning for long-term success. In terms of the expected magnitude of behavior change, that is, how much SIB reduction can be expected when FCT is used with individuals with autism, the evidence from this review suggests, using conservative estimates, that practitioners can expect their clients to decrease their SIB use by 14 to 92%. Studies that targeted SIB and aggression reported higher success rates yielding from 67 to 100% behavior reduction. It is important to address the accuracy of the results when using measures such as PZD and MBR. percentage of zero data is considered to be a very conservative estimator of treatment effectiveness because it only considers the data points that reach zero. It does not consider other non-zero data points even if they represent low behaviors on the graph. Therefore, behavior reduction is not reflected in the PZD scores, only complete behavior suppression. On the other hand, MBR is not as conservative as PZD because its purpose is to demonstrate behavior reduction, as the name implies, not behavior suppression. As stated earlier, the disadvantage of MBR is the lack of guidelines for interpreting the scores. Practitioners must remember when making evidence-based decisions the need to consider the quality of the studies. Drawing any conclusions from low-quality studies can be problematic. For the most part, the data presented here support the notion that FCT is an effective behavioral intervention. However, none of the studies reported treatment integrity, leading us to downgrade the results and make conservative conclusions about its effectiveness. Limitations. As with any evidence-based assessment of research literature, the limitations of the included studies should be recognized. First, all the studies used single-subject research designs, which creates a problem with external validity. Practitioners should know that the use of this research methodology makes it more difficult to generalize the findings due to the small number of subjects used in each study. Second, unpublished studies were not considered, thereby possibly creating publication bias. Third, a limited number of studies were analyzed. Thus, a conclusion was based on a small amount of data. In light of the limitations, however, the results presented in this brief are similar to those that might be obtained from a practitioner searching for similar evidence. Finally, several potential biases were introduced by not using a second person to evaluate and confirm the inclusion and exclusion of studies, to verify the accuracy of data extraction from included studies, or to independently assess the quality of the included studies. Although working as a team to retrieve and analyze information is considered more effective, practitioners may be required to appraise information without additional assistance and without a significant amount of publication resources. IEP meeting 2 weeks later. Using these studies, Beth and Helen report back to the IEP team that FCT appears to be an efficacious intervention in decreasing SIBs in children with autism. Not only is FCT an appropriate intervention to use with Keith at school, the alternative communicative behavior should be encouraged with parental involvement at home to promote generalization. By supporting all appropriate communication in Keith's environments, any behavior suppression should be maintained, which is the team's long-term goal. The team agrees and starts the planning stage for implementing FCT. In summary, issues encountered in classrooms, therapy rooms, or other settings require practitioners to take a different approach when providing intervention service. Questions about the appropriateness of interventions should be answered systematically using sound evidence. It is the responsibility of the practitioner to make sound decisions given the best evidence available while considering the needs of the client. This has been EBP Briefs, Volume 4, Number 2, June 2009, Reducing Self-Injurious Behaviors in Individuals with Autism, Benefits of Functional Communication Training, by Miriam C. Bosch and Oliver Wendt, Purdue University. Publication details, as well as this article with a complete list of references and applicable tables and figures, can be found at www.speechandlanguage.com/EBP. This audio file, in its entirety, is copyright 2009 NCS Pearson, Inc., all rights reserved. If you have any questions or comments about this audio presentation, please call us at 1-800-627-7271 or email speechandlanguage@pearson.com. Thank you for listening.